Oh, Devil Radio. Good thing I brought my horns.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody listening to this show to download the Devil Radio app. Download it from the Apple and Google store, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7. It's a great way to listen to it, to your favorite shows. Easier to do it that way in the car, everything. Devil Radio app, easy way to listen to your favorite shows no matter where you are. Well, we are going from Trump and from Russia to Hudson, Wisconsin. Hudson, Wisconsin. We're indebted to Bobby of Eau Claire for sending in this information. We alluded to some of it the other day, but there's a lot more detail now. Ron Johnson this weekend is the keynote and hoster for a conservative political education conference. It's a knockoff on the conservative political action conference, the one that was down in Dallas. It's not CPAC, this is CPEC. This is CPEC. It's Saturday, July 17, from 9 to 4 at the Hudson House Grand Hotel in Hudson. Now, Hudson is to some extent a bedroom community for the Twin Cities. I mean, you can commute there. There are a lot of people that come there from the Twin Cities. And you'd think that it was a little more open in its views. I don't know that it is. Maybe it is. I know that Patty Schachner used to represent it, a Democrat, a fine person, fine state senator. Hope she gets back into politics. But I want you to listen to the agenda of this CPEC, not CPAC, CPEC, Conservative Political Education Conference. There's going to be a seminar on poll workers, how to become one, what to keep an eye out for, and poll observers. It says, be a pair of conservative eyes. Now, wait a minute. We don't want pairs of conservative eyes. We don't want pairs of liberal eyes, progressive eyes, right-wing eyes. We want pairs of American eyes. American eyes. People just there as poll workers and observers to make sure it's done in an orderly fashion without interfering, intimidating, or reaching out and try to snatch ballots away. This is an indoctrination seminar for people who are advocates for the Republican Party and advocates for the right wing of the Republican Party, to hover around those elections, not to keep them secure, not to have a pair of American eyes on them, but to have a pair of conservative eyes on them. There's also a seminar on Wisconsin election audit of the 2020 election, how you can join with other people in claiming that the 2020 elections were fraudulent in Wisconsin, for Pete's sake. Come on. And how you can demand an audit, like the Cyber Ninja audit in Arizona, the clown audit that's out there to validate Trump's fantasies. Clown audit's been going on since April. Unsecured boxes of documents. Merrick Garland, I swear, should have gone in there and stopped the turning over of original presidential ballots to the QAnon people. It's against the law. He should have stopped the turning over of voting machines to the QAnon people. It's against the law. Now they have to be scrapped. They can't be used again. You have to buy new ones. They did this in Philadelphia. It's going to cost $40 million. That's being fought right now. But if that goes through, $40 million. For urban budgets, you think that, should Milwaukee pay $40 million for voting machines? Should Phoenix? Should Philly? Should Detroit? Come on. Then another seminar on medical freedom. Your rights as an anti-vaxxer. Your rights as an anti-vaxxer. They can't discriminate against you by asking that you get a vaccine. I mean, that you get a vaccine. And there's some things, you know, some hospitals, if you won't get a vaccine, they fire you. You're given plenty of time to do it. Houston Methodist Hospital, thousands of employees, very fine hospital system in Houston. They said, you got to get vaccinated. I mean, look, you go in to be examined by a doctor. He puts a stethoscope on your heart. His mouth is about 7 inches away from your face. And what, he's not vaccinated? Come on, come on. And a couple of hundred people out of many thousands of employees wouldn't do it. They got rid of them. So the Medical Freedom Seminar teaches you how to not get vaccinated. It's a bad thing to be vaccinated. And how to stir up quite a fuss about it. Now, who is speaking at this clown conference? This is not an education conference. You know, when they say education, this reminds me of re-education camps in North Korea, China, and Russia under Stalin that send you there and beat the heck out of you. Now, they won't beat the heck out of them in Hudson, but people stumble in there, you know, and you get you choose between salmon and chicken and that kind of seems very convivial, festive, other conservatives. But remember the toxic agenda of this thing. Poll workers, how to become one. Poll observers, how to be a pair of conservative eyes at the poll. Be careful of skullduggery. What does that mean? You see a black guy in line, you assume he has a criminal record and throw him out. I mean, harass them, insult people. No, you can't have this. And then Wisconsin election audits, it's been audited. It's already been audited several times by certified state auditors. Then the Republican Party paid for another audit. And they said, we assume you want to audit all 72 counties. Well, no, not all 72 counties, just Dane, Milwaukee, I think Brown County. And they did it. And you know something? Biden ended up getting a few hundred more votes. That happened in Georgia too. There's some fight down there over the fact that there were ballots that were about to be counted a second time and weren't. So it didn't even happen. But if it had, Biden would have picked up a few hundred more votes. Okay, this is what this agenda is. Now, who's going to speak at it? The keynote is Senator Ron Johnson. You know, this is not Wisconsin. This is not Wisconsin. This is Texas, Arizona. This is Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. This isn't Wisconsin. Remember our culture. This is not Wisconsin. It's going to politicize elections and give rise to skullduggery. Another speaker is Tiffany, Tom Tiffany from Hazelhurst. His first name isn't Tiffany. It's not a gal, it's a guy, Tom Tiffany from Hades. Bad news. He's bad news. He's the one that voted against denouncing QAnon. The only other everybody voted to denounce QAnon, Republican, Democratic, except Tiffany and Gallagher of Green Bay. And Gallagher sort of hid in the weeds and just abstained, which is really, really weak. Tiffany voted against it. Tiffany voted against it. Tiffany's bad news. Tiffany is of a piece with Gomer, Gosar, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nunez, Mo Brooks, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, et cetera. Very bad news, and he's here. He's here in Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin, Dave Obey's old seat. My friend Dave Obey, great congressman. You're also going to have this guy, Van Orden, this piece of work who's running against Ron Kind. Van Orden's the guy who went to the insurrection on January 6th. Used about $4,000 from his campaign account, which is now the subject of a complaint to the Federal Election Commission, was actually in a restricted area of the Capitol. He's going to speak there. He's running for Congress. He's proud of having been at the insurrection. And the old standby, the old warhorse, Scott Walker, by video is going to show up. And he's going to spew his stuff. That's why he lost the last election. And several assorted running dogs and fellow travelers, Republican state reps, wannabes. You know, look, this is a bad news conference. Some people who think they're Republicans and think they're conservatives, okay, that's cool. Maybe you show up at this thing. But we don't want a pair of conservative eyes at the polls. We don't want politicization of the running of elections. We don't want them. We have Democrats and Republicans in equal number running the elections. That's the way it should stay. It should help people in line. If they want to know, is this their ward? If it's not, tell them where the ward is. Don't snooker them. And then like in Arizona, you send them to the wrong ward, or you change their wards in minority areas every election. They go to the wrong ward, put in a provisional ballot, and it's disqualified, and the U.S. Supreme Court said that was okay. There is skullduggery afoot. The game is afoot, Watson. The game is afoot. So there you have it in Hudson. Bad news. 9 to 4. Hudson House Grand Hotel. This is up to some mischief. Keep an eye on it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.